Okay, thank you. It's 5:40 p.m. on the West Coast, and I now call the PNB special meeting to order, September 28th, 2017. Mr. Secretary, please take roll.
All right. So, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Okay, Alan is here. Jonathan? Alexander?
Here.
Alexander is here. David Beaton?
Here.
Okay, Beaton is here. Jim Brown?
Yeah.
Brown is here. Adriana Kesslin? She's not on yet. Bill Folger? Bill Folger?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Folger is here. Catherine Davis? Okay, Catherine Davis is on. Renita Diaz?
Where is it?
Diaz is here. Juan Medrano? And here. Jan Goodman? Next here. Sabrina Jacobs? Yeah. Ken Norfolk? Okay, no more. Robert Mark?
Present.
Mark is here. Serene Roberts?
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Okay, Roberts, present. Mansour Sabah?
Kazer.
Sabah is here. T.M. Suggs?
Present.
Suggs is here. Nancy Sorda? Not on yet. Eric Steinberg? Not on yet. Tanaka is here. Kemba Shibanda? Not on yet. Andrea Turner? Not on yet. Mosquito? Washington? Mosquito?
Yes, I'm here. Here.
Okay, Muskers. Okay, she's here. So 12 people, Jonathan. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, it's Bill Crozier.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, Mr. Crozier, before we get started, I want to allow a statement by Mr. Crozier real quickly.
This is it's basically a request. Thank you. The Pacific is facing the biggest threat to its existence that it's ever had now with the Empire State Building lawsuit. We really need plenty of time in executive session tonight to discuss this lawsuit and to ask questions and decide what we're going to do to get past the huge financial crisis caused by our years of financial neglect. So I'm asking everyone tonight, if you care about Pacifica and care about having time to discuss some very important legal matters, that you save your usual repeat objections and points of order that you've raised over and over and over again in every meeting and which are being adjudicated in court now anyway, so that we can have time for the business of the foundation. And if you insist on wasting huge amounts of time again tonight, you won't have anyone to blame but yourself if we don't have time for the discussion that I think you all want and need. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill. I hope we all take what he says to heart, and because, like he says, we do have important things to discuss this evening. And if maybe just this one time tonight we could get through the housekeeping and get down to the business. Can I identify my two timekeepers?
Yes, this is Catherine. I just got on the call. I just wanted to mention that I'm here. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Catherine. Ms. Roberts?
I won't be able to help you with times this time. I'm driving, sorry. I can do the items.
Okay. Ms. Roberts, were you volunteering to keep time?
Yeah, I'd like to have the floor.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'd like to give notice that this meeting conducted via Maestro, which utilizes a muting system so that directors cannot concurrently speak to each other, is in violation of the Pacifica bylaws, and also to give notice of the improper composition of the board in that the board majority has wrongfully removed Director Sharon Brown and Ifeah Wangaza and improperly seated David Beaton and Mansour Sabah.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Please note her statement in the minutes of the meeting. Thank you very much, Ms. Roberts. I still need a... I'm sorry, Aki, you said you were going to do the items?
I can do the items, yes.
Okay, I need someone to take time on the speakers. Sabrina, can you do that?
Sure.
Okay, and then... are there any excused absences? Did you receive a request for any excused absences, Aki?
I haven't received one, no.
Okay. Then hearing number will move on. We're on agenda approval. That's item number 2. Are there any corrections or amendments? Or I'm sorry, are there any objections to the agenda as is? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. We're on item number 3, which is minutes approval. The minutes from September the 14th, 2017. We have 5 minutes for this item. And I believe, Aki, you sent us the minutes, correct?
Yes, I sent it at 9:33 this morning, California time, so 12:33 Eastern time.
I'm sorry, point of order?
Yes, Ms. Roberts, what's your point of order?
Okay, Tamba needs a number. I know that Aki didn't send me my number, so he needs to send Tamba his. I don't know whether that was done or what the issue is, but he wants to join the call.
Okay.
Okay, let me check that.
Well, that was probably a point of something else, not a point of order, but fix it, whatever.
Okay,
thanks.
We'll take care of that. Thanks for letting us know.
Let's see, can look at Tamba. Let's see.
No, this is my number. Looking for the minutes.
No.
Okay. So again, we have 5 minutes for minutes approval. Are there any objections to the minutes or corrections?
Benito.
Yes, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I object to these and any other minutes that are sent to us on the day of the meeting. I don't know about everybody else, but some of us, including myself, have other things to do besides wait around for some set of minutes so we can respond to them. So, in other words, if minutes or draft minutes need to be sent out several days before the meeting in order to give us time to read them and make the proper corrections if any are necessary. So just on GP, in a sense, you know, if you send minutes the day of the meeting, we don't have time. Or maybe some of y'all ain't got nothing to do. But I don't have time to read them the day of the meeting. I'm lucky to get here in time.
Thank you very much.
I don't know.
I would have to answer on whether or not it's possible to get the minutes to us earlier. I don't really know how difficult it is for him.
Mr. Chair.
Any other? Yes.
Mr. Chair, my point.
Yes, Mr. Diaz.
Thank you. My point is that it is the responsibility of the officers to provide minutes with proper lead time for us to read them and review them and make corrections when necessary. It's not, the question is not
whether the secretary has time. The question is, the officers have to make time. Anything else is
okay.
A point of privilege, Mr.
We'll endeavor to get the minutes out to you a little bit earlier.
Jonathan, Mr. Chair.
But your objection is noted, Mr. Diaz. Yes, Sabrina?
Mr. Cross was trying to say something. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Benito, if you could move a little away from the microphone or a little lower, you're like about twice as loud as the other people. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other corrections or objections to the minutes?
This is Grace.
Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to move that we approve the minutes as sent out by Aki.
Okay, is there
second? BM. BM second.
Okay, that's moved and seconded. Mr. Secretary, let the record show that Mr. Shibanda has now joined us. And
okay.
We're going to go ahead to a vote on approval of the minutes. A yes vote approves the minutes as is, and a no vote will be not. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
All right, Grace, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, Alan is yes. David Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown? Can I get back to you?
No, here I am. I say no because I haven't had time to read them yet. So my vote is no.
Okay. Bill Clojure?
Yes.
Clojure is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito, yes?
N-O.
Okay, Diaz is no. Let's see. Sabina Jacobs?
Yeah.
Jacobs, yes. Robert Mark?
Yeah.
Robert Mark is yes. Okay. Serena Roberts?
No.
Roberts is no. All right. Marcelo Sabat?
Yes.
Sabat is yes. Okay. TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs is yes. Okay. Eric Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Kamba Shibanda? There's a limit of approval?
No.
Okay. Kamba Shibanda is no. Okay. Maskira? Washington?
No.
Okay. Maskira is no. Could you just get that? Jonathan? Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. Jonathan is yes. So at the moment I have 11 yes and 5 no, so the minute is approved. Okay.
All right, thank you. We are now on item number 4. We have 15 minutes for item number 4, and that is the motion concerning Mount Wilson here in Los Angeles. Who would like to read the motion for me?
Right. Bill, I can do it if you want.
Go ahead.
Familiar with the situation.
The Pacifica National Board authorizes the filing of Form 229, an application for transportation and utility systems and facilities on federal lands, and accompanying information with the U.S. Forest Service and or other government entities, and authorizes the execution of the required performance bond for the renewal of KPFK's transmitter site lease, and further indemnifies IED William Crozier and CFO Shalindra Agarwal for any personal liability occurring to them in conjunction with this application and bond. Need this lease. It's for our transmitter where it's been for the last 50-something years. And
Jonathan, we cannot hear you.
Doing this last year. We didn't get around to getting this done last year, but that's the crux of it right there in the motion. Does anyone want to speak for or against this motion?
Benito.
Ms.
Roberts with a question.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, is there a link to this? We weren't sent a link, so I don't even know what the form looks like.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, please?
The form, we have no idea what the form looks like. Does anyone have a link to it?
Is Bill?
I do not. Bill could, do you? Go ahead.
I can just email it to you.
You'll
give me a few minutes.
To the board.
It's a form just full of basic questions about KPFK. Thanks, Bill. And Mr. Diaz?
Again, we have not... This is the first time, maybe I'm the only one on this board, but I have never heard about this issue prior to tonight. You know, and all of a sudden... I'm supposed to listen to Mr. Crozier's representation or Jonathan, the chair's representation, and then just vote along with all the other Mary Souls, you know, do what we're supposed to do or what we're told to do, because 5 seconds, well, actually, maybe 15 minutes, after the meeting started, we learned about a new issue, but we have such great faith in our leaders that we're going to go ahead and do what they're going to, what they tell us to do, and vote in favor of this motion. What kind of stuff is that? You know, y'all need to give us proper notice of issues so that we can digest this stuff before we get to the meeting and then be able to speak intelligently on it. So, therefore, this motion is improper at this time, and I would request that you send us some information on this, what is it, the transmitter, is it? You know, so that we can know what to do.
Well,
I mean,
essentially what it comes down to is that the transmitter, Mr. Diaz, sits on a piece of federal land, and for it to sit there... a lease is required. And Bill's hopefully emailing that form to you right now. It's basic dry radio information. It's just a matter of doing business. But I do understand that it's difficult to read these documents on the day of a meeting, especially if you have other things to do, if you have to go to work that day. I don't disagree.
Much less during the meeting.
Right. And we'll try to help Aki get things out a little bit sooner. Because I have the same problem. But this one is a pretty straightforward deal. Our transmitter's been on Mount Wilson for 58 years, and we aren't going to move it anytime soon. And we got a form. I'm sorry, I'm probably speaking out of turn here, if somebody has some questions. But where are we now? Bill, did you have something you wanted to say on it?
Excuse me. This is Rhonda Garner. Can you mark me as being in attendance, please?
Yes, Rhonda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, this is Ken Alpha. I came late. I'm sorry.
Okay, Ken. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Maski La. Who made the motion? Hello?
Oh, that's Bill.
Bill made the motion.
Why did
you
want to
do it, Jim?
What?
Bill, do you want to motivate this?
Yeah, okay. Well, John already read it. And, okay, basically, this is for renewal of a lease for the where the transmitter's located for KTFK. It's on the top of Mount Wilson in the Angeles National Forest. It's a federal land. We just found out recently that the lease was expired last year and it was not renewed. And so they're actually in danger of losing the location. We could have been kicked off, and I think KTFK could have potentially lost their transmitter site. Or they might have had to go, you know, rent space on a commercial tower somewhere else. The tower that's there was is owned by KTFK. It was constructed many years ago, and the building's there for the transmitter and everything else, and the transmitter, of course, is there. So, anyway, it's a sort of a formality. You know, there's no fee for the lease. They are requiring a bond, which can be funded with $5,000 per year for over 20 years. And so it's basically a renewal of what we already have there. It's nothing new. But they wanted a motion from the Forest Service wants a motion from the board to authorize the filing of the application and for this bond. So I guess that's in a nutshell. I did email it to you. I hope you all got it a few minutes ago. It basically describes what's there, and there's it along with it. They want photographs and a map and documentation to show that we're tax exempt and things like that.
Nancy, so I'm enjoying.
Does anyone else want to? I'm sorry. What did you say, Aki?
Oh, Nancy Sullivan joined the meeting.
Oh,
on the
okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Robert,
did anyone else want to speak to on this item?
Sorry,
I would like to make a comment.
Hold on.
Hello, can I be heard?
I can hear you now. Did you say something? Could you repeat what you said?
Yeah, I have a request.
A request? Okay, I was asking if anyone else wanted to speak on this item.
I would like to make a comment on this item.
I'm sorry, one moment, please. Mr. Chair. It is with regard to this item. I don't mind.
No, I'm not passing over your request. I'm sorry?
Okay.
It's kind of hard to hear you. At least for me, you're breaking up a little bit. What's your request?
I'd like to have a copy of the previous application sent to the board. I understand it may not be possible at this moment, but I am making that formal request. Will it take a motion?
I don't believe so. Bill, did you have a copy of that? Because I saw a copy of that. I'd like for the whole board to see that.
The previous one, no, I don't have it.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, there's a copy here in Los Angeles. I'll speak with my general manager, and I'd be happy to have her send that out to the whole board. I wish I had thought of that. Who was that next? Mansoor?
Oh, yeah. I would like to make a comment on that, and that is that we didn't know about it either, Diaz, that Benito, that we didn't know about it either till we received the call. I believe the general manager received the call, and we had to respond to it right away. And it's been delayed for almost a year.
Thank you. And anyone else want to come in on the Mount Wilson motion?
Yeah, this is Robert.
Yes, sir.
I don't see anything legalese here. They're just asking for basic information about who we are and why we would be eligible to use their property, which is pretty straightforward as set forth in our Articles of Incorporation and bylaws. And on the recommendation from our executive director that other than paying the premium on the bond, the lease itself doesn't cost us anything. I don't see anything in here that's so complex that we couldn't just move forward.
Thank you. And just for your information, the reason why this was brought before the board isn't because our bylaws require it. It's because the Forestry Service just wanted a motion from the board saying that was what we wanted, was to renew the lease. I don't know where
Nancy
we are. I really have time on this for
Nancy Sardin to the stack.
Go ahead, Ms. Sardin.
And Benito.
I would like to table this until next meeting, next week, so that we have time to look this over. Since they want approval from the entire board, and I haven't had a chance to look at it. I've been concentrating more on the stuff for our closed session. And I think if it's important enough that the board has to approve this, then I think it's important enough for us to wait, to have time to look it over properly. I'd like to table it till next week. Till next
All right,
meeting.
Thank you, Ms. Sardin. Is there a second for that?
Benito.
Okay, that's seconded, and this is a non-debatable motion, so we're going to go right to a vote on this. A yes vote would be to table this motion until, you said, to the next meeting, Ms. Sardin?
Yes, next meeting.
Okay, so a yes vote is to table this motion to the next meeting, and a no vote would mean that we vote on it now. Mr. Secretary?
Okay, sure. Okay, Grace,
no.
This is a motion to... Okay. Aaron is no. David Beaton?
No.
Beaton is no. Okay. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Brown is yes. Okay. Bill Crozier?
No.
Crozier is no. Captain Davis? Okay. Get back to you, Captain. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Diaz is yes. Rhonda Garner? Rhonda Garner?
Yes. Oh, I mean no. Okay. No, I vote no.
Okay, Garner is no. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Jacobs is no. Ken Wolfer?
No.
Wolfer is no. Barbara Mark?
No.
Marcus, no. Okay, Sabine Roberts?
I abstain.
Jose Sabine?
I abstain.
Okay, Sabine abstains. Marcel Sabat?
No.
Sabat is no. Okay, TM Scripps?
No.
Greg is no. Nancy Sardin? Nancy? Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. Sardin is yes. Alex Steinberg? No. Steinberg is no. Tanaka is no. Temba? Sabanda?
Yes.
Temba, Sabanda is yes. And Mosquera, Washington?
Yes.
Let's get out of this. Jonathan Alexander?
No.
And Jonathan Alexander is no. Can I get back to Catherine Davis? Okay. I don't have anything from Catherine. Okay. All right. I have 5 yes, 12 no, 1 abstention, and Captain Davis seems to have dropped out. So the table motion failed to go to the vote on the motion itself. Greta?
Okay.
Yes.
Good. Helen is yes.
I'm
David Pinson?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
May I ask the chair a question?
Vote yes.
Yes, Ms. Roberts.
Okay. So what was the content of the conversation with it's Christine, right?
No, we can't discuss that during the voting. But you requested a document, and I believe that we have the document, and so I'll ask
our right, but it can't inform my vote. I was trying to get on before we actually started the voting on the motion rather than just the tabling.
Oh, well, it's the middle of the night now. I can't expect you to produce a report from last year. At any rate, renewal. It's the middle of the night. I cannot expect our general manager, who is not on this meeting.
I'm not asking you to call her. I'm saying Mansoor said we didn't know about it either, so the board is divisible. We didn't know about it either. We found out when Christine got a call. So I'm asking, what was the content of that conversation? Did it say you have 2 weeks?
Oh.
Did it say you have 2 days?
I understand. I'm sorry. I completely misunderstood you before. Oh, no. Your question is completely out of order because we're in the middle of a vote. But thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Okay. David Beaton? Okay, back.
Yeah.
Jim Brown? Okay, Beaton.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? I'll get back to you, Jim. Bill Kojic?
Yes.
Kojic, yes. Catherine Davis? She's still off. Okay. Benita Diaz? No. Diaz is no. Okay. Wanda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Ken Lofer?
Yes.
Lofer is yes. Robert Mark?
Yeah.
Marcus, yes. Serene Roberts? Karine?
No, you guys have to start sharing information with all the information with the full board. That's the legal responsibility.
Okay. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. Okay. Tian Spugs?
Yes.
Spug is yes. Okay. Nancy Solder?
Abstain.
Okay.
I imagine most
Solder and abstain. Eric Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Kenba Shibanda? Kenba? Okay, good.
No.
You. Okay, Kenba is no. Muscular?
No.
Muscular is no. Jonathan? Alexander?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown is no. Okay. Adrian is not on. Catherine Davis is not on. Okay. So I have 12 yes, 5 no, and 1 abstention for the motion carries. All right.
Mr. Chairman, this is Robert.
Yes, Mr. Mark.
Yeah, I would ask you if somebody has the capacity to post this form on KPFTX so that everybody that might be listening that isn't on this board might see that it is a very simple forms asking you to state the nature of your business so that we might receive the use of the land for our transmission tower. I think that since it's been raised here that there's some deception going on, I think if the public could take a look at this form for themselves and see it's pretty poor pro forma.
Thank you, Mrs. Mark. You send a request like that to possibly Auditor Bill could do it. I have no idea how to get things posted up there, but that's a reasonable request. I believe I heard a point of order from Ms. Roberts.
Bill.
And then Bill. Ms. Roberts, what's your point of order?
I think someone requesting information to which they're entitled and to which some other board members are apparently privy is not the same. Although it could be, it is not the same as accusing people of having or behaving deceptively, maybe accusing them of not being fair, but not necessarily accusing them of being deceptive. I did not hear that comment. And I think Mr.
Perhaps he was
I think Mr. Mark
about you.
Excuse me. Do I have the floor, Jonathan?
There are 22 of us.
Okay,
I'm sorry, Ms. Roberts.
Can you ask Rhonda Gardner? My point is that I did not hear anyone accuse anyone else of being deceptive. I heard people, myself included, say that all information available on a matter should be sent to the full board and in advance. His statement just now, and it's interesting that you're encouraging and allowing so many statements on motions, not argument, just statements. We'll see how long that continues, because we know that's not how you generally treat the minority on the board. But
I'm letting you cut
around. That's not what
was
said.
Ms. Roberts.
Excuse me.
Enough.
That's my point of order, that you need to call him to order.
Brozier.
Then I shall rule on your point of order. I it's not well taken. And we can vote on it if you like. Mr. Crozier, did you have something you wanted to add?
Well, you know, I get posted up on in the minutes section of for the meeting, and even before the minutes are there. But, you know, it's kind of analogous to if you're applying for a, you know, new phones or something, or an electricity connection or something like that. The reason not everybody has it is it's the only thing, I don't think,
Order because the motion has already been passed. It's already been passed. We're going to move on because we do have important business to discuss. We have one more motion. It's item number 5. We have 10 minutes on that item. And who sent that motion?
For the record, Jan Goodman has signed on.
Okay, Jan. Thank you.
Whose motion is this? Or who wants to read and motivate it? Is it? It's the motion on bylaw amendment timeline. I believe Mr. Crozier and Ms. Jacobs were working on that. Would one of you like to read this motion?
So I'm trying to find it. Bear with me.
It's at the bottom of the
I printed area. Out the earlier version of the motion. Yeah, I printed. Oh. Let me find it. Maybe somebody else can find it first. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the older version of the agenda.
Aki, do you have it?
I'll keep looking.
Yeah, I can read it. Okay. So this is the Pacifica National Board hereby notices the beginning of a vital amendment process as of this date, September 28, 2017. For the 2017 vital amendment process, all properly proposed vital amendments shall be submitted to the Pacifica National Board Secretary at secretary@pacifica.org. and should be held until October 16, 2017, the submission closing date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the boards and of the delegates, which shall be November 30, 2017, as determined by this board on this date, September 28, 2017. The delegates at each of the 5 stations shall vote on the proposed amendment between November 30th and December 30th. And PNB recommends that the PNB vote date to be Thursday, November 30th, 2017. So that's just for the motion.
This is Grace. I'd like to be recognized to make an amendment to this.
Yes, Ms. Aaron.
I'd like to amend in order to give a full 60 days for the vote on any bylaws amendments that we change the December 30th, the end date from December 30th, 2017 to January 30th, 2018, which affords a full 60 days for consideration of the amendments by the local station courts.
Are there any objections to this amendment?
Martin, 2018. Right.
OK.
Okay, too many people.
January 30th, 2018.
Correct.
I can hear Bob Martin.
What? I'll second that.
I have a question to ask.
But regarding the amendment,
yes, Mansoor has a question.
Mansoor, Serene, but Bob Mark, you didn't have a question. You wanted to be on the spec, correct?
I wanted to second the motion to amend.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Mansoor, then Serene.
Okay. My question to Grace is, wouldn't that change the bylaws as is? Because it's bylaws asking 45 days, and you want to extend it to 60 days.
May I answer?
45 and 15. Go ahead, answer.
That's not true, Mansoor. I suggest that you carefully read the bylaws section, which took me quite a while to get my head around, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
So it doesn't really say that.
Okay. And Ms. Roberts, you had a request for information? Ms. Roberts?
Oh, sorry. Is this coming out of governance?
Did this motion come out of governance? Is that your question?
No.
Well, yeah. I didn't even see it on the agenda. When was this sent?
Grace, were you the maker of the motion?
No, I helped with the motion, but it was sent at 2:42 p.m., 3 hours ago.
Thank you.
Okay. And Bill?
Yeah, maybe, Grace, you could resend it. I was going to point out that about the timeline, the bylaws say that you have 45 minutes after the notice date, after they're posted, for people to review them and give comments to us and things like that. That's before the PNB votes on them. And then the bylaws say then there's 60 days after the PNB votes for the delegate assemblies to vote on them. So that was the part that Grace was changing, just to be compliant with it or consistent with the bylaws, to allow the delegate assemblies more time. Usually they vote on it within a month, which in this case would be December. But, I mean, I think this is a good idea that we're trying to give. And I thought this was a good idea too, to get the notice get everybody as much notice as possible. In the case they have a favorite bylaws amendment they want to propose, this gives everyone a little bit more time to put it in, and we'd still be able to get them through before the end of the year.
And does anyone else want to speak to this motion?
Yes, I'm Jim Brown. I have a question.
Yes, Mr. Brown.
Isn't the period in which we're talking about a critical transition between board from 1 year to the next, and would all the members be adequately assured that they understand what the issues are before they vote?
Did you mean the national board or the local boards?
The national boards, but we're both. So you're at a transition point. That you had a transition time there.
That's a good question. Would someone care to answer that?
This is Grace. I can answer that.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Since 2017 was not an election year, the local station boards will remain the same as they are currently. And the national board will be voting on this. The suggested voting date is November 30th, so there will not be a transition on the part of the national board. So the national board will be the same as it is currently.
I was doing with a question.
Yes, go ahead.
After, unless someone else who hasn't spoken yet.
Okay. No, I don't think there was anybody else.
Okay, so I'm looking at kpstx.org and the meeting notice for next Thursday. And the reason for that, the stated reason for that meeting is that we will be discussing the bylaw amendment timeline. So I'm wondering how this popped up on an agenda sent, you know, recently that includes something that we've all been notified now that was going to be addressed next week. What happened? I mean,
I don't have
Bill
the information, but Bill?
This just gives everybody more time to work on their bylaws a minute. You know, we could put it off the next week, and then everybody will just have a 1 week less in order to submit them. So I'm not sure what there's any downside at all to having a longer period of time for people to work on bylaws amendments. You'll have more time to work on whatever one you want.
The downside is that if I had known that this was going to be on today's agenda, I think after you sent out, I don't know what time he sent out the first agenda, and I didn't realize when we were approving agendas that we were approving a different agenda from the one I had seen earlier in the day. But if I had known we were going to be doing this, I would have reviewed the bylaws section because not all of us had the preview. I would have reviewed that section so that I could be sure that the timeline actually made sense to me. I'm required to understand what I'm voting on. But when you just sort of throw things in at the last minute that others have had much more time to discuss, you know, it's kind of fun.
Thank you, Ms. Roberts. Is there anyone else on the stack? Anyone else want to speak to this? We have about a minute left. Okay, and I guess if no one else wishes to speak on this, Mr. Secretary, let's take a vote.
So we're taking a vote.
There's an amendment.
Before you begin?
Just one moment, Serena, let me clarify, and then I'll let you speak. I believe there was an amendment to this motion, and I asked if there were any objections, and there were none. Are we going to vote on the amendment?
Benito, I raised the objection earlier.
To the amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good. So that means that we will, we have to vote on the amendment first.
Okay, let me ask my question, please.
Yes.
Who's actually bringing it up? Whose motion is this?
Who's actually bringing the motion? I've asked that question several times. Bill?
Well, can we ask the secretary who sent it to us?
Mr. Secretary.
Yes, I'm sending the motion.
Who?
I'm sending the motion.
No, her question is, who sent you the motion? Aki?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Her question is, who sent you the motion?
I've been working on the motion.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, who's the maker of this motion at this meeting, please? I'm trying to follow. Whose motion is it?
Aki just said that he was working on the motion.
Okay. Hello? Aki is the maker of the motion.
Who brings the motion?
I'm sorry, if you aren't speaking or don't have the floor, please put your phone on mute.
Jan Goodman for the staff.
Okay, but first, Aki, could you, and we are at time for this item. Aki, could you clarify, please, once again, you were working on the motion, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you added it to the agenda, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But we're at time
Aki
is
was the maker
now.
Of the motion.
Yes, and now we're at time for this motion, so we're going to go to a vote on the amendment, and then we're going to go to a vote on the main motion. Mr. Secretary, take it away.
Okay, so this is an amendment for the 60 days. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Allen is yes. Okay, David Beaton?
Yes.
Yes. Beaton is yes. Okay, Jim Brown?
No.
promise no. Do closure?
Yes.
Closure is yes. And Catherine Davis?
Yes. Yes.
Davis is yes. Okay. Benito Diaz?
Surprise, surprise. I don't know.
David, surprise. Thank you. Diaz is no. Van der Gara?
Surprise, surprise.
Okay. Gara is yes. Jane Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Okay. Serena Jacobs? Serena, let me get back to you. Okay.
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Kendolfo?
Yes.
Kendolfo is yes. Brother Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serene? Roberts?
No, no.
Okay, Roberts is no. Mansour Salah?
Yes.
Mansour is yes. T.M. Scruggs?
Yes.
Greg is yes. Nancy Sullivan? Nancy? Can I get back to you? Eric Steinberg?
Yeah, yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Timba? Shibanda? Timba?
Yeah, Timba wants the chair to call to order that woman who doesn't know how to pronounce my name, and giving her commentary or her snide comments or her rebuttal responses or whatever, I would like for her to be checked, and Timber votes no.
Okay, Timber is no. Shibanda, would you also like me to check the person that she was mimicking?
Okay, Mosquito Washington?
No,
Mr. Secretary.
No. No.
Mosquito is no, okay. And Jonathan? Jonathan? Jonathan?
Yes.
Jonathan is yes. All right. Can I get back to Nancy? Nancy's voting?
No. No.
Okay. Nancy is no. All right. Hang on a second. Let me make sure it's all the votes here. Okay. So I have 14 yes and 6 no. And then we vote on the main motion. So, Rita?
Sorry, can we hear the whole thing now,
yes.
Mr. Chair?
The vote was 14.
Now. We are in the middle of a vote.
14 yes and 6
right,
no
okay.
On the amendment. So the main motion is...
Can we hear the motion on which we're required to vote, the amended motion? We barely got the we didn't get the amendment.
Well, I think that the... I'll add the motion. The last line... is changed so that delegates of each of the five stations shall vote on the proposed amendment 60 days after the vote by the PNB, which is November 30th. Okay. So, Grace Allen?
Continue with the vote.
Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Allen is yes. Beaton?
Yes.
Beaton is yes. Jim Brown?
No.
Brown is no. Bill Collier?
Yes.
Collier is yes. Okay. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Okay. Juan Lagana? Jan Goodman? Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Goodman is yes. All right. Serena Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Kendolfo?
Yes.
Kendolfo is yes. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Mark is yes. Serena Roberts?
Yes.
No.
Marvis, no. Mr. Sabah?
Yes.
Sabah is yes. T.M. Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs, yes. Nancy Soden? Nancy? Okay, get back to you. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba, Shivanda?
No.
Shivanda is no. Maskira? Washington?
No.
Maskira is no. Alexander? Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Alexander is yes. Then get back to Rhonda. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. Get back to Nancy. Nancy Soden?
No.
Okay. Soden is no. All right. So it's 14 yes and 6 no.
The motion carries at the end of the open session.
All right. As we are at time, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I have a
so moved.
Is there a second? Or does it require a second? Are there objections to adjourning?
I have a question.
I have a question? Sure. What's your question?
Okay, so since the notice for next week, what was to have been next week's meeting, is void by virtue of the timeline having been sprung on us at this meeting, then we don't have a meeting next week, correct? An open session meeting next week.
I'd like to answer this question, Bill.
Crozier for the second.
I would assume that there is no meeting. I don't know.
Bill Crozier for the stack.
Bill, if you could answer that question, please do.
Well, why can't the chair finish his answer? I'm asking the chair.
No, that was totally my answer.
You're finished? Okay, thank you.
Again, you know, sometimes you are preaching to the choir on certain things, and
I'm not preaching. We're asking a question.
Request for information, Nancy.
May I answer?
Sorry, Mr. Crozier has to stack. He's answering the question. And then we have a motion on the floor to adjourn.
I've asked that we have both an open and a closed session because, among other things, I don't know what else may come up, but we're going to be in court the day before on October 4th in New York on the Empire State Building lawsuit. And I don't know what's going to come out of that court, but I'd like to have a meeting scheduled in case we need to, you know, decide something or at least discuss it. So,
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege.
Then I guess the actual answer to your question, Ms. Roberts, would
Mr.
be
Chair, point of personal
we will
privilege.
Have a meeting next week unless it is canceled. This is the last point I'm going to take. This meeting is actually over because it's time to go on to the next meeting. But if you want to waste time,
I have a request for information, Nancy Soden.
And then there'll be a point
I didn't
of order,
hear a
but
second,
th-
but,
you know
but
what?
At any rate, I have a question.
No, there was a second for the motion to adjourn. Who seconded this?
No,
motion?
There was not. Nobody did.
I'll
can
second
I,
it.
Can
it.
I
Who
my...
said we didn't need one?
Not before these questions came.
Oh, I don't know. Well,
Jonathan,
I'm just going to take a moment.
Well,
motion to adjourn does not require a second. Motion to adjourn does not require a second.
Does not require a
second. Request for information does not require a second.
Just a moment.
It does not require a second.
The problem is it doesn't require a second. However, there was an objection to it. I would qualify what Ms. Roberts said as an objection to adjourning unless she chooses to correct me. She's not, which means...
Nancy Soden, I want to make my point of personal privilege. I asked
Nancy Soden
if she allowed someone else to answer it, and
so,
I would like
so
to...
So that means that, means that then, if I understand what you are saying, correct, Ms. Roberts, you are saying to me that you do not
that you do not object to adjourning, is what you're saying then.
Obviously, I did, because when you asked
me what's your question,
objections, I said, yes, I object.
Right, so we can do one of two things. We can go
would
to the vote.
Would you then allow Bill Crozier to answer, and I would like to address his comments using a point of personal privilege. Now, you've just wasted the past 3 minutes doing what exactly?
Nancy Sorden, I would like to call for the orders of the day. The orders of the day are answering this request for information.
No, see, I would see the orders of the day would be voting on adjournment or not. But
no, read your Robert's Rules of Order.
So what's your question, Nancy?
What is the basis
really have
for
one?
What? No. Can you hear me? Am I muted?
Mr. Chair, point of order.
I can hear you now.
Mr. Chair.
Okay, I must have been muted.
No, point of order. Ms. Sorden, couldn't hear you, but you can. I'm going to allow you to ask your question if no one else interrupts. Otherwise, I'll adjourn this meeting.
Why would you ask her?
Please.
Did you really have a question? You were so totally out of order. You don't know how to chair a meeting. You don't know how
to ask you.
You cannot be in.
Quiet yourself, Ms. Roberts.
Come on,
you don't have the floor at all.
Let him try.
You don't have the floor at all.
He's trying.
Ms. Sorden. Yeah, thank you.
I must be doing my job properly.
Ms. Sorden, please ask your question. This is your last chance.
Thank you. My question is about why there was a question about having a meeting next week. Is it because there wasn't enough notice given? Is that the reason? Has it been improperly noticed? Why is Serene objecting to having a meeting next week?
Oh, I would have to answer that question for you. However, I can't answer that question.
Nancy,
to be honest, she's your friend. You have to ask her, please. Okay?
I want to know what the issue is.
But here's the actual answer to that question.
I want to know what the issue is.
Let me answer as far as notice goes.
Let me rephrase my question.
No, I have the floor now. Because as long as the meeting is
what is the issue about the meeting?
It's not canceled.
What is the issue?
Okay.
What is the issue about the meeting?
Your motion to adjourn. Do you want to hear a second?
The stated reasons for the meeting is void by what they
said. I don't even want a meeting.
So now we're going
to adjourn this meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any objections to adjourning? Please say yes so we can go
to a
vote.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote. Nope, we're just voting. Nope, 15 minutes have gone by, and we already made a statement saying that we had it. So here's what we do.
Directed to you as chair.
That is order. Enough. The secretary will now take the vote.
Okay, so Grace Allen?
Yes.
Okay, Grace Allen is yes. All right. So, anyway, I'm not quite sure where we are. David Beaton.
Yes.
Okay, this is adjourned. Okay, Jim Brown?
I have to abstain because of the confusion you guys create.
Right, it is confusing. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier is yes. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Davis is yes. Okay, Benito Diaz?
No.
Diaz is no. Okay, Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Garner is yes. All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Goodman is yes. Okay. Sabrina? Jacobs?
Yes.
Jacob is yes. Kendall?
Yes.
Buffalo is yes. Okay. Robert Mark?
Yes.
Okay. Mark is yes. Serene? Roberts?
We need a chair who knows Robert's rules.
Hey.
Okay. Mansour Sabah? Mansour Sabah?
Mansour votes yes.
Okay,
yes.
Sabah votes yes. TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Scruggs, yes. Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Am I unmuted?
Okay.
I'll get back to you. And I hear you saying that you're muted, but yes or no?
No, no. I said, am I unmuted?
I don't think so. I can hear you pretty good. How'd you vote?
No, no, no. I said, am I finally unmuted? Okay. I vote yes to adjourn.
Yes to adjourn. Okay. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Steinberg is yes. Tanaka is yes. Temba? Shibanda?
The act of muting a member of the board is not order. That is actually censorship and misuse of power.
Let me get back to you. Maskira? Maskira?
It's unfortunate the chair is not part of the gang of three. I abstain.
Okay. Maskira is abstain. All right. Jonathan? Jonathan?
Yes to adjourning.
Okay, yes to adjourn. All right. So let me just get back to Serene.
We need a chair who can think independently and knows Robert's rules.
Enough. You're out of order.
Everything else is a waste of time and money.
Okay. Temba Shibanda?
Yes, I discussed you. Thank God.
Okay.
I agree. I agree with
this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.